Today is May 24th, the rundown. If it's supposed to be sponsored by somebody, nobody got us that memo. So it is sponsored by the Grit Tour. Where are you guys, Dan?
We are... Hank's calling Lewis right now to see if it's sponsored by anyone. But right now, we are in between Youngstown, Ohio, and Pittsburgh. We're driving. Hank is driving.
God's country.
Yes. Beautiful. Rust Belt. Love it. It's grittiest part of the country. We saw your boy Jim Tressel today, Dave. I asked him if he carries around a picture of Michigan in his back pocket because he owns Ann Arbor. He said no, but I could tell he does.
Did you follow that up with, like, any inside tips on institutional chaos?
The tattoo questions were we were going in being like, we'll feel it out. It was pretty quickly clear that if we did the tattoo questions, it would have been a very quick interview.
Yeah,
breaking news, Montenbeau is sponsoring the rundown.
Montenbeau?
Yeah.
Who
the
knew?
The best jeans, they're coming out with 34 30s in July. They're coming out with the page views model. So I'm going to come out fully out of retirement for Montenbeau, 34-30, the page views. And by the way, 34-30, people joke, blah, 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 who's 34-30. My body type's not that weird. If I'm 34-30, there's going to be a ton of 34-30s. So the page views, July, Montenbeau, we're probably going to have to give them a make good because I don't even know what we're actually promoting right now. Buy jeans.
Hey, what are we promoting? What is there? Is there a link?
They're like $200 jeans for only $100.
$200 jeans.
Same deal.
Bucks,
same deal as last
which
time.
Is what?
So if you want to know the deal, just go to the May 14th rundown. Watch that. Come back to this one. Then go to Montenbeau, get your jeans.
I got a pair of Montenbeaus. They're like jeans, but they're the kind that kind of stretch a little bit.
Ooh, I like those. Oh, that's a good fat guy thing. Yeah.
Oh, those are good.
Otherwise, yeah.
I have two pairs, and they're coming out with 34-30, so I'm not going to have to actually get them tailored. So thank you, Montenbeau. Go to Montenbeau.com, MOTTANDBOW.com. Montenbeau. Put up a picture of them. Buy the jeans. You'll look great. On to the topics. By the way, I hate our sales staff. Like, what are they doing that they can't just be like, hey, reminder, this is the fucking sponsor today. No email, no nothing. Fuck them. Like, there's a million things. The talent can't carry every fucking aspect. Like, just be like, Montenbeau today, be ready for it. Instead, we got to improvise. We made fucking filet mignon out of meatballs, but still, give us a fucking chance. Montenbeau. Cavs, this is getting interesting. 2-2. To show you how little respect people gave Toronto, they were 6-point underdogs last night. Beat them outright. I don't know if you saw I stayed up. I'm getting into the LeBron flow now. So
It was a good one. When he said he played 46 minutes and he did everything that he could do and he's trying to get people involved, it was a good one.
He tries to let God bless him with an ability to see the full court. So he likes to pass and let his teammates get involved, essentially, in his greatness. That's pretty much what he said at the end of the game.
He also had where he's like, I like to watch cartoons with my kids and Man vs. Wild. That's what's important in life. It's like, okay, we'll run. We got it.
Yeah. No, he kind of said he did like 0-23-30 or whatever it's called. He's like, I don't read the sports clippings. I don't pay attention to the news. I don't know what people are saying about me. I watch cartoons, and like you said, Man vs. Wild. That's what he – there is nobody who reads his press clippings and knows more when things are going well than LeBron and who suddenly knows nothing when the shit hits the fan. I still think Cleveland wins this, but, you know –
What would you rather? Would you rather them lose this series or losing the finals?
Of this series. Get him out. Like, I don't care when he loses. Get him out. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah,
I think it's a million to one.
I feel like for a LeBron hater, wouldn't you want him to lose his, like, what, fourth or fifth finals or whatever it is at this point?
No. If they lose in the Eastern Conference Finals to Toronto after being up 2-0, we're going to see some things you haven't seen before. It's going to be, like, crazy.
They won't lose, but I agree with you, Dave. If there is a God in this world and he can somehow get the Raptors into the finals, it will be because he'll then the whole story will start that he's leaving again.
He'll leave. Remember, that's what he's I was going to say.
Agent. Yeah.
If they don't make it, it's not his fault. Suddenly, everyone else around him stinks. He's got to go build his. He will. If they don't make it to the finals, he's out. There's not a doubt in my mind. Not just the stories. He will leave.
Do you realize that we have in play? I mean, I really don't think the Raptors are going to win this series. Like, I give them almost 0% chance. But let's just suspend belief here. We have a chance of an Oklahoma City-Toronto final and a Tampa Bay-San Jose final. Holy shit.
I want the Raptors and the Thunder more than anything just to watch the world burn because I don't even think anybody will watch it. I wouldn't give a fuck about that. But just to see the whole sports media world be like turned completely upside down would be glorious. I hate Canada and I'm rooting for them.
Yeah.
What do you think of this? And I'm not even sure who these people are. Like, I know some of them are cheerleaders. What do you think of the Toronto people like letting their dancers like just dance all night on the court? During all the post-game interviews, which is generally an empty gym, there's like clearly the Raptor dancers, and then there's just a bunch of dudes who I don't know who they are, just dancing. What do you think of that?
I think if you're a city where your basketball is obviously the second sport in Toronto, it's not even close, you have to throw the kitchen sink at every single game. So you have to have, like, you have to basically just be blowing people in the stands, being like, come watch Raptors basketball. We have Drake. Like, that's how they have to promote.
They treat it like a carnival. It's like a circus act. It's not even a sport event. They're just like, bring the kids out for a wild time with dancers and fucking, and there's going to be fireworks next or something indoors. It's a joke.
All right. Next up, Steve Weatherford. So Steve Weatherford got kicked out of Planet Fitness. For, I guess, working out too loudly. I'm not going to say too hard. Too loudly. Like grunting, making noises. And then he posted a video being like, this is basically trying to get at Planet Fitness. Being like, this is the last time I ever come here. If they're going to kick people out for working out too hard. Working like a savage.
Guys, I just want to apologize to you all for being such a savage in Planet Fitness. I'll never be back.
Bro. If you get kicked out of Planet Fitness for making too much noise, you probably deserve to get kicked out of Planet Fitness. I'm not one of those guys. Now, keep in mind, I haven't been in a gym in – like, I'm just not a gym guy. I hate gyms. I hate them. But, again, I got to believe where there's smoke, there's fire. And Steve Weatherford was working out too hard. KFC?
Why is Steve Weatherford in Planet Fitness? I mean, that's what everybody's obviously thinking that. Planet Fitness's whole thing – is that they don't have loud-ass people at the gym. That's their whole commercial. So you can't roll up in there. I mean, he was acting like the thrill ride. He was one-man thrill ride, except real life. I used to hate his whole hard-o gym act, but he's obviously gone so far with it that I love it now. He's committed completely to being this gym hard-o, so I like it.
Paquette?
That's exactly right. Normally, I would say this guy's the biggest douchebag, and he really is. But when you start throwing like ultimatums and shit at Planet Fitness on Instagram videos because you were grunting too much, you have to respect that he is so over the top with his hardo thing that you're like, okay, you know what? Let Steve like Weatherford grunt like a women's tennis player and like have sex with some weights at Planet Fitness. Let's just let him do his thing.
I'm so out of the loop on gyms, I didn't know that was Planet Fitness's thing. So do you think he went in then knowing he was going to get kicked out?
They call it gymtimidation. Their commercial literally is like, you're not going to see the meatheads grunting and yelling at the gym. And he went and did it. So it might be a little bit planned, yeah.
Next up, this I think happened yesterday, but the Padres, San Diego Padres are in hot water because they invite this gay chorus to come sing the national anthem. And they just piped in a woman, like, singing over them.
Can't you see by the dawn's early light?
So the gay guys, I don't know if there was lesbos. I think it was an all-gay men's chorus. I've actually been to an all-men's gay chorus. Renee, nobody loves gay people more than Renee, the missus, loves gay people. So went to, like, an all-gay chorus. It was interesting. I think that's what this was. they're mad. They think they've been set up for failure by the Padres. Like, oh, hey, let's invite the gay people and show we love fucking the gays. And then let's not even let them sing and embarrass them and humiliate them. And as what tends to happen, all the other communities now are mad. If you read the story, like, the transgenders are mad. Everyone's mad. They're like, you just showed up everybody by doing this. Big Cat, what do you got?
The story is hilarious, by the way. I know it's probably some, like, idiot intern who thought he was pulling a prank. The fact that he pulled it off. You got to fire the kid and, like, make a whole show of it if you're the Padres. But I saw in the story, like, people were screaming at them, like, you sing like a girl. That's funny. That's funny, because it was a fucking girl singing. So I understand, like, they probably are very upset, and they did get shown up. But if you walk up and a woman's voice is playing over it over you, then you walk off, I'd expect people to yell, you sing like a girl.
This is the most disrespectful thing ever. To have a whole team of gay dudes out there ready to sing, and then you just play one woman singing? It doesn't even make any sense. The gays need to come back strong on this. I don't know how you respond, but the gay community needs to bring the heat right now because they've been spit in their face.
I don't know if I didn't watch this close enough. Shame on me. Been doing a ton of meetings. Did they have like a close-up of the gays like trying to sing while nothing was happening? Like, did they sing the whole song while knowing they were like, that makes it a thousand times worse.
I don't think there was a close-up, but the chorus was like 50 deep. It's not like there was like...
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
It's and, like, and dudes is one thing, but to have a whole squad in the outfield...
And you know every single dude invited, you know, his husband and their whole family, and like they probably sold like 2,000 tickets to the Padres game to see the gay men's chorus sing the national anthem, and then some chick is singing it. I feel bad for him, but it's a funny story.
I need to see the close-up of how they reacted, whether they tried to continue to sing or they knew they weren't. Because if they knew it, like an army of sassy gays being like thinking that they're being taken advantage of, that in itself would have been theatrics. Like the foot stomping and like all that shit with sassy gays. Now that's like price of admission shit. Let's go to commercial break. This is a sad story to come back to. So I guess some of Johnny Football's friends are saying he's going to die. He's on a nothing funny about that.
As one of his friends, I mean, you got to like stick up for you need to regulate on these other friends, really.
Should I call him and be like, dude, people are saying you're going to die? He's gone dark on me a little bit.
That picture.
Oh, shit, dude.
Was scary, bro.
Do you actually think you're friends with him?
I think we have a connection of some sort.
Oh, in Cleveland last night, like everyone had a Johnny Football story.
Basically, a good one?
No. Dave, there's nothing going on good in his life.
Is this mean to like make fun? Like, Johnny, the people who say you're going to die?
You're his friend, dude. You're his friend.
I'm going to tell him he's on the rundown live if he picks up.
Don't ask us. You're his friend. He's not going to pick up.
How do you know? He picked up last time.
He could be dead for all we know.
He's so sick of you.
Kevin.
Dave. Watch him.
It would probably be a better spot than he is right
now. How would you
feel
if he was dead right now? If you said that and we're calling him, he's dead.
I would hope you'd feel a lot worse for putting on this charade for this long when he's clearly in need.
Forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 8-3.
Cut that. I wanted to leave a message. I was going to leave a message and be like, Johnny, KFC just said he thinks you may be dead. We're just checking
I'm
in.
Saying, you said a minute ago where there's smoke, there's fire. People are saying Johnny might die. He's not picking up his phone. I'm not rooting for the kid to die. I'm just saying.
I'm rooting for someone to get him help, for one of his friends to step up.
I'm trying, man.
You're not.
I am, Dan.
That picture is genuinely scary.
Yeah, kid all right. I read the story. They're like, oh, we tried to have an intervention and party. An intervention and sit him down. Listen, I've seen intervention. My thing is let's party and then let's like get deep. That's when you talk to somebody.
Oh, I mean, like, get really drunk and just say, like, shit that you won't care about in the morning?
Yeah, but then it's like you can start the conversation. Like, remember what we talked about last night, Johnny.
Right. Football needs a good night.
I'll tell you what. You, sir, are an intervention master.
Speaking really of rooting for people.
Remember?
Speaking of rooting for people, I don't know if you guys have caught wind of this dude who is standing outside the Patriots Stadium with this sign like hardworking young cornerback, slot receiver, give me a chance. I blogged him like 3 weeks ago. He's standing out there. He's got cleats around his neck. Funny, like, okay, go for it, dude. I'm on your side. You know, you try to do something. Be unique. Catch someone's view. The guy's been doing it now for like 90 days. He's just...
That's a homeless person, by the way.
It's somebody who wants a tryout.
Is it a homeless person?
Will this guy get a tryout somewhere? I think he has to.
Not with he. I'll tell you what. He picked the worst fucking team to do this with. You think Bill Belichick gives a fuck about some homeless dude standing under the underpass? Come on. That's the worst team that he could do it. He should have gone to Buffalo. Rex would have done it.
He probably would have. Or the Jets.
The problem when that line in your blog scared me because that's exactly what was running through my head right away. I was like, "Fuck, Woody Johnson's gonna love this." The problem he's a black guy, right?
Yeah.
The problem is if he was a white guy, he could be on the grit tour. He would be like a Woodhead. He would have but like a black guy doing this is like, man, that means you're just not talented enough.
But seriously though, Dave, don't you think that like doing this to Belichick? Belichick doesn't give a fuck about you standing out there. He cares about the tape. He cares about what he sees.
Yeah, and my guess is. That's what's already happened. Like Belichick
already
was probably like, who is this guy? Right. Pulled up the tape, watched it, can't
fuck
play.
That. Yeah.
Only thing I'll say, though, is if there's a guy out there who would want to like Belichick would want to be the dude who plucked a homeless guy off the street.
Yeah, totally.
Only if he could win, though. That's right. My point.
I'm telling
this guy probably sucks.
I guarantee you the Patriots watch tape on this guy. He's been out there. He's got a name. He played college football. And they're like, he can't help us. So we actually wouldn't even give him – like a crumb of food if he was starving to death because that's not going to help us win games. But they did the research. Now the Jets, what the Jets would do is they'd bring him in without looking at the tapes and like sign him because it's like New York Post, back page, that type of thing. Last one, neither of you guys saw it. I'm surprised neither of you guys watch this. The Bachelor, the first day of The Bachelor is especially you, Dan, because you kind of like the challenge shows and all that shit. The first day of The Bachelor, when people get out of the limo, guys, girls, one of the funniest, like, two-hour spectacles there is on TV. This year we have Jordan Rogers, who everyone's saying is the favorite. To me, he seemed like the classic guy who lives with Big Brother, who's better at everything. Although Jordan's a better-looking guy than Aaron. They say he's the favorite. It's a funny show. I don't think he's going to win. I don't know if you saw his ex-girlfriend came over the top and is like, oh, by the way, you're not – the reason you struggle in a relationship isn't because you travel playing football. It's because you're a cheater. So that's not the best thing to happen. But you got to know that's coming out when you go on The Bachelor. Neither of you guys saw it, so I don't know how we can like have that special repartee that we have on this subject.
Yeah, you put it on the rundown.
I do watch. I think it's funny too. I just didn't happen to see last night. We'll talk about next week. We'll all watch. We can talk about
it. I'll watch it. I'm on a bus right now with.
Let me just say this, these are the moments that that make it so funny. There was a, I can't not laugh even talk about it. There was this weird looking dude, weird haircut. Another guy got drunk. It was just poking him in the belly button against his will. He was just literally poking him. And the guy's like.
He didn't punch him?
No. I saw those tweets.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even know what you meant. Because I was like, well, he can't actually be poking him in the belly button. Like something else must be going on or he's not describing it right. And he really
just
was
just it?
Like Pillsbury Dough Boy. Like, woo.
This drunk guy just poked him in the belly button. He's like, stop poking me in the belly button.
That's wild. How many times?
Like 10.
The guy was going around. You can't let someone do that to you.
The guy was going around. He's like, this guy's so drunk, he kept poking me in the belly button. He was like telling everybody. And then this guy, and if we pull up the clip, Milmore, I tweeted it. His reaction when he didn't get like the first rose was amazing. Like, he thought he was... It's like, dude.
I missed you. Damn it.
When somebody is poking you in the belly button against your will and you can't do anything to stop it, you aren't being taken seriously as a human being.
I also saw you said that some dude said he doesn't watch The Bachelorette but was on the fucking show. That is the biggest lie that has ever been told on television.
The best part is his occupation was hipster. The guy who said he didn't watch The Bachelor, his title is hipster. That's why you haven't watched The Bachelor. Either someone's writing this shit or it's like the best comedy.
Oh, someone's writing it for sure.
Did he make it through to next week? Can I watch it next? Oh, I'm in.
Yeah, he's for sure. They're for sure writing it. I mean, they pick these guys and they're like, you're this guy.
Also, I didn't realize it. Do you guys remember when I did the Scooter Club video at Virginia Tech? Like the head of the Scooter Club was on it. He got so shit-faced, though, that he could barely stand and they kicked him out. So it was a good first episode.
I love those guys, like, where it's just, like, open bar. Like, they can't resist an open bar. Even though they have a shot at something here, it's like, fuck it, open bar. Like,
that's the president of the Scooter Club. I 1,000% would have expected that. And they had the elimination ceremony when the guys walked out of the house. It was light out. So, I mean, they were in there all night. It was like a fucking hostage situation. So that's the rundown. What's today? Tuesday. How's the Grit Tour? What's the next thing on the Grit Tour?
We're going to the Pirates game tonight. So we'll be at the Pirates game. Any Pittsburgh stoolies out there, come say hello. We'll be out. Tomorrow's show, the podcast tomorrow, we have Bo Pelini and Rob Ryan. So that's like the two. They're dudes.
You know the Grit Tour is really gritty. When I saw you were going to Pittsburgh next, I was like, all right, that's high society compared to where you've been rolling through. This is like the peak of your trip.
Did you guys convert Rob Ryan into a stoolie?
Yeah, Bo Pelini, yes, for sure. Bo like was ready to guess that ass by the end of the interview. He was like, oh, I gotta check you guys out. Rob is exactly what I was hoping Rob would be. In that he does not give a fuck about anything or anyone. He's football and drinking some beers and having a good time. I don't think he owns a computer. Yeah, he doesn't own a computer. No chance. And he was like, we were talking about the food, and he still eats McDonald's all the time. He's like, yeah, I'll eat the healthy shit they give us at the facility, then I'll go get two Whoppers on the way home. It's like, okay, Rob, like, that's okay. he told us a story. This quick story, when he was defensive coordinator for the Rams for like 3 days, and he famously quit and then went to New Orleans, and he was like, yeah, I was only at the Rams for 3 days. They did have a McDonald's down the street, and you could tell like that's haunted him, that he like gave up a job with a McDonald's like right next door. So he's a character. So it was good.
All right.
And Trestle, boy Trestle. Yeah.
Well, Trestle, I mean, I don't think Trestle strikes me as somebody who's laughed like four times in his life.
Yeah, that sounds like it would be the worst interview of all time.
Trestle, it was interesting because he kind of loosened up, but Trestle is the type of guy who doesn't laugh. He just says, oh, that's funny. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he doesn't laugh. So, but he actually gave us a couple good tidbits. Trestle is obsessed with punts. I brought up punts. It was like, you've said punts are the most important play in all of football. The interview took a left turn for 20 minutes talking about different punts that happened 20 years ago. He's like, oh, I remember this one time. Wild. Big punt guy. So.
All right. Go get him, Grit Tour.